right, let's go. Let's go.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it.
Huge buck.
Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
It is the 1 o'clock hour here on 1700 KBGG. Trent Connor and myself with you until 2 o'clock. Coming up, John Miller, HawkeyeNation.com. We will preview Michigan and Iowa tonight. It's a 5:30 tip on the Big Ten Network. The line is down to 11, Trent. The pros are taking the Hawks.
What is wrong with those people? What do they know that I don't?
What do they know that? Didn't you have one of those going into the weekend?
Oh.
I think you did. I know you did. I don't remember the game that you were, because you said a couple of times, what am I missing?
Was it?
I don't remember. So you don't remember either? I was going to ask
you.
No,
I bet way too many games.
Yeah.
That's what I'm learning, especially when you're losing a lot.
Well, absolutely. That's one of the things we love about you, TC.
Oh, man. It'll never end.
No, why would it? It's
It doesn't affect anything big.
No.
It's my entertainment tax.
Absolutely. I like the way you put it.
It keeps me interested. It's not life-changing money.
Mm-hmm.
If I get on a hot streak, I'm happy. If I go on a cold streak, not like Ella's not going to have shoes.
Right.
We're going to be okay. And that's what I tell my wife.
And she's buying it so far.
So far.
Good for you.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Really? You're going to come home and watch the Hawks and the Wolverines.
Yes.
Somebody tweeted at me and wondered if we discussed the U.S. hockey. Olympic hockey from earlier this morning. I didn't see the game, so it'd be tough to have an opinion. They lost in overtime, 3-2. You know what else makes it different? It's you have no idea who these guys are.
Yeah.
And on any team.
Take me back. Now, it was different for you in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
But leading up to it, what Olympic hockey was, because it was the same thing. It was
the same
guys.
Deal to me. It didn't move the needle. Even in Canada, mm-hmm. It didn't move the needle. I'll say this about that miracle on ice, and that wasn't the gold medal game,
right.
As everybody's, or not everybody, but some people don't realize. They think that the miracle on ice when they beat the Russians was for the gold medal. No, they still had one more to get through.
Against Finland,
yep. Yeah, I think Finland. Yeah, sure, it's Finland. And that game was closer than it should have been, and you can understand the letdown, right?
Yes,
after
yes.
Look, Trent, this was one of the best teams. That Russia Olympic team from 1980 would have beaten convincingly a number of NHL teams on any given night.
Wow.
This was one of the best teams ever constructed. And how that group of amateurs, because they all were,
mm-hmm.
went over there. Or went, didn't go over there, but got together and won in Lake Placid, is one of the stories of a lifetime. They had no business being on the same ice with them, Trent.
It would be, what, like a group of, I don't know, let's say...
Missouri Valley Conference kids going and beating the dream team in 1992. Honest to God.
That crazy. Wow.
Or a Big Ten, Big 12 all-star team going and beating...
The
dream team. Or the Patriots. Okay, good.
Like, okay.
Beating the Patriots.
That gives it a little more context mm-hmm. for me, that just how good
it was.
That
unbelievable.
Team was. But the buildup, was there buildup?
Well, see, I don't recall it because I'm Canadian, right?
Canadian, but I don't know. Olympic hockey's never done a lot for me. I actually watched a little bit of women's hockey last night,
mm-hmm.
which I do enjoy.
Do you?
Because there's a lot more spacing because they're not all 6'5",
sure,
220 pounds of muscle.
Yeah.
And I think the spacing is cool. It's slow. Yeah. I mean, you're on skates and you're on. But
mm-hmm.
compared to the men's game. But I was surprised how entertained. I got 20 minutes out of that. I've been hitting everything now. I'm in.
Are you?
I'm in. Wife wants to watch it.
Season, yeah.
Yeah, she was tears in her eyes. This is Sean White gets the gold medal last night. Like, you don't cry about anything.
This, really? And that brought her to tears, huh?
I look at Facebook last night. You know, all the girls I went to high school and college with, and they're talking about, like, the Olympics, how they grab into the women demographic.
Every 4 years.
It baffles me mm-hmm. every single time.
Mm-hmm. Now, because I got to be honest, I've hardly watched it.
Yeah.
But Procter & Gamble, you know, are they still a
They're
major?
Not. In fact, I read an article about
because of the Michigan State scandal, I bet, right?
Yeah.
So they pulled their sponsorship.
Yeah. They pulled out, but the ones that were on board, well, the ratings have been better than anybody anticipated.
Which is somewhat surprising to me, but...
I mean, they're down a little bit, but they expected a dramatic drop,
mm-hmm.
and that hasn't been the case. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's fun every 4 years. Winter, I don't know the games. I didn't play the games. I didn't go bobsledding as a child.
Right.
So, I mean, it's different. It's entertaining, but I get a kick out of it. I do. And
you didn't miss luge practice to shoot hoops?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I'm good with it. I like the two-year separation that they went to in, what was that, 94?
Yes.
Lillehammer?
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
94.
Yeah. No, it's the right thing because instead of having Summer Olympics the same year, give us
back to back.
And then have to wait 4 years mm-hmm. for the next event. I'm with you. I mean, I'm for me, the Winter Olympics are more meaningful, but this year's, it's just not the same. It's not the same.
Without having those Olympic guys.
Yeah, without having the pros over there.
Do you know, so are these constructed strictly a college kids? Is it?
College kids, some there's a couple of guys that have NHL experience, I mean, they're not all stars.
So they were AHL type guys?
Yeah, probably.
A few?
Probably. Maybe went over to Europe and, you know, no longer could cut it in the NHL or the AHL or in the minor league system here. Went over to Europe and have come back to be a part of it.
Anybody like Des Moines Buccaneers level USHL, or is that because those guys are playing for college scholarships?
Correct.
So probably too young?
They're too young.
Okay.
Yeah, they're too young.
So it's a rung up from that,
mm-hmm.
but you're getting college and interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to watch, and I will, hopefully. I mean, maybe I won't. Maybe this Olympics will just
slide. If it's Canada, U.S. for the gold medal, you'll be watching,
Most
right?
nervous I ever was for a game. Honest to God, most nervous I ever was watching a game was 2010, Vancouver, USA, uh-huh. Canada, Patrick Kane. Zach Parise for the United States.
Yes.
And it's in Canada. Can you imagine the pressure on that Canadian hockey team? That's all they have, mm-hmm. right? It's the pressure that was on those players. And it went to overtime. And Patrick Kane's got a chance to end it. I thought he was going to score. I'm working with Peralta at the time. Mm-hmm. It would have been miserable. Honestly.
He's a hockey guy?
No, he's not a hockey guy. He's just red, white, and blue.
Okay.
He's a little bit of a hockey guy, but I would have been awful going to work. But yeah, that was, and then Sidney Crosby scored the golden goal, as they call it.
Yeah.
The medal stayed in Vancouver with the Canadian. But I don't know. It's just different, this Olympics this year.
Not for me. I've been surprised and loved it. And Sean White, I don't know, he's doing a 1440 or whatever.
I saw the highlights. It's amazing.
It is.
Yeah.
But going through the run, my wife's cheering. I'm like, how do you know he did good? You don't know.
You have no idea,
right? You have no idea.
I agree with you.
You don't know. It looked good.
And then
97.5, and it was cool because the pressure, I mean, you could see it. And he's trying to psych himself up beforehand in that buildup. You don't have to know the sport, but those are the things we love about
sport. See, I wish I knew the sport because listening to him, he's about to do an 8,000 army. I don't know. Whatever, right?
Whatever it is.
What the hell is that? Yes. I've never heard of that before. At least if I maybe brushed up on it and I knew he was, he just did it. He missed the 8,000. But that's the listening to
like
some of the terminology.
A Winter Olympics, same thing. I mean, I like watching the curling. But then they say things, I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm lost again.
Right. Well, I think that plays a significant role in it. I agree with you.
Maybe there's a money-making scheme. Winter Olympics glossary, you just print it off every day. And then what you're going to watch that night, you're going to actually know what they're talking about. Watching the ice dancing last night.
So are you on NBC or are you on NBC?
NBC for the most time. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's the wife's got it locked in there. But thank goodness she said after Sean White, we watched a couple skaters. They're all doing the same thing. This is boring. You can watch basketball.
Thank you. I agree with you. It's more of a, as I said yesterday, it's more of a trick.
Yes.
It's not a competition. It's a trick.
Yeah.
And he just puts a number of tricks together and he gets up there and he wins a gold medal. And
it was cool. It was a cool.
Makes millions of dollars for what he's done off the snowboard.
An old man at 31.
He is what? Is he? I thought he was older than that.
No, 31.
That's how old he was? I thought he was older for some reason.
And the Japanese kid was, I think 19.
Is that the kid that crashed?
No, that was...
That was terrifying.
Yes, it was. And we were watching, I don't know if it was actually live or what, but Yeah, that was one that you're...
Because he's way up in the air, and then he hits, and then he's still got to fall another 22 feet before he bottoms out.
No, the other one that finished and got the silver, he's 5'3". He's just, and standing next to Shaun White, he looks like a little kid. It was, mm-hmm. And they show the clips of Shaun White from 4 years ago.
Now he doesn't have the hair anymore, does he?
No, it's all slicked back. He's cut. Though, for the second time, NBC again didn't cut away as he's dropping
F-bombs.
Oh,
I heard he dropped an F-bomb. Yeah, I saw that.
He did it 8 years ago.
Oh, did he?
He did it again here. NBC, he must have some kind of reprieve. Because the thing was, it wasn't a live part when they cut. They showed him, and this is him afterwards with his family. And he goes to his dad, F yeah. You had time to edit that out, NBC. Come on. And Shaun White, he gets a pass.
Yeah, he did get a
pass. Some people do.
Well, he didn't get a pass in the post game, or in the post, interview event. Good for them for not letting him off the hook. Iowa and Michigan tonight, Trent Condon. It's, as we talked about, the lines coming down a little bit. This was a decent game when they played earlier this year at Carver. Rockman killed him, right? Wasn't it Rockman that went and had a big game? I want to say.
Sounds right.
I'm sure he did. In fact, I'm going to look it up too. He only had 15. Well, he led the way. 15 points.
That game, I'm trying.
15 points, six assists, no turnovers.
Trying to jog my memory of that game. So let's look at the box.
Wagner did some damage. Not
well, remember, Wagner was coming off that ankle injury too.
Was he?
So he wasn't 100%. He wasn't the Wagner.
He didn't play his normal minutes in that game.
16 minutes, yeah. Who was good for Iowa that night? Oh, Tyler Cook was.
Went crazy. Yeah, from the free throw line and from the floor. Eight, 10 of 15 and 8 of 11. Rebounded well.
So to be in it in the last 8 minutes, they go into the lace.
Well, if they're in the last 8 minutes, they cover.
Not necessarily.
Well, but when you would think with double digits?
Within five, which it could still get away. And we've seen this Iowa team give up 12-0 runs like it's nothing. Mm-hmm, so I don't think you'd be home free. Until that hits zero if you got the Hawkeyes.
I guess that's true.
Not feel confident with it. What do they have to do? What can they do? Michigan, 1-3-1, shoot it from the outside. We know Beilein's shtick, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
What has to happen?
Well, they got to play some defense, which is asking a lot, which is asking the impossible, I think.
Do you just almost play like Michigan State did? If you're going to dump it into Wagner, mm-hmm. we're going to have Cook and we're going to have Garza.
And one guy.
And we are staying out on the shooters.
Because what did they shoot from three? 11 and 25, 44%. Yeah.
You can't do that against Michigan.
No.
You can't. Mm-mm. They can't get to double digits in threes.
Mm-mm.
Probably got to have a little cold shooting night where they're shooting 40, 41%.
So steal a page out of Izzo's, he did with Isaac Haas, right?
I like that idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can buy that.
By the way, speaking of strategies, back to last night's Iowa State game, why didn't they file Azubuike?
I have no idea.
Trent,
I would
say awful.
Yes. Going to the Hack Shack, right?
Hackabuke.
Hackabuke.
Yeah, he was, what was it, 9 of 10 or 10 of 11 from the floor? Mm-hmm. Something ridiculous last night. And a lot of them was, back screens or alley-oops, and they were wide open for him there.
Maybe goes to my theory, Lard, because he's so important, you can't do it.
Yeah, he's and playing out too far away.
You don't have Brace available last night. You have no depth. Mm-hmm. And you fall into the same thing.
Yeah, because Solomon Young was asked to cover him, to guard him a little bit. And I like Solomon Young's game. I do. I do think his minutes are going to, I don't know, they're going to be cut into next year.
Condit, the freshman coming in, I don't know if he'll see minutes inside right away. He's skinny.
Well, then there's your answer. Probably not.
I don't know if it's a red shirt kind of candidate, but... Mm-hmm. You got three guys that you feel confident with, Young, Lard, and then Michael Jacobson. You can get away with that. And the way that they can play at times, and Tally's around for another year. Remember, he's got 2 years
I
of
know.
Eligibility.
Right.
So, you can get away at stretches of play.
I thought he might have been the best
four.
Cyclone last night at times, Trent.
Yeah.
I really did. I thought Tally played a really good game last night. The guards couldn't make a shot.
Yeah.
They just couldn't make a shot. And when they're struggling as they were, Donovan Jackson was 1-9 in the game last night.
It's a pretty simple game sometimes.
He had 0 points in the first half, and Wigington had 4 points, but all from the free throw line.
Right, yeah. Can't get away with that.
The guards didn't make a shot the first 20 minutes, neither of them.
They didn't play well the whole game.
No, but what? It wasn't that they weren't getting blown out. That's I guess
they were
the silver lining.
Yeah.
They lost by six.
Probably,
They covered.
I know.
Oh, you do?
I do. Another rough night.
But at least not that one. That one went your way.
Yeah. One of the few.
All right. Take a timeout. Yeah, the Azubuike, foul him. Did he get to the free throw line? Yeah, he had an and-one and made it.
1-1.
Yeah, that was it.
That'll get you in the Hall of Fame.
Well, 9-10 will. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with John Miller, HawkeyeNation.com. More on Michigan and Iowa. We'll do some Big Ten stuff with John as well. Bill Bender is here, SportingNews.com. Bill checks in at about what time? 1:40. We've got Bill Bender. We've got John Miller next. Trent and I are back following this timeout on 1700 KBGG.
The 2018 State Wrestling Tournament is coming to 1700 KBGG. February 15th through the 17th on your home for high school sports, 1700 KBGG.
Hey, honey, going to the chicken coop to watch the game.
Whoa, football season is over. What game?
The basketball, soccer, hockey game, race.
Oh, big fan of those sports now, are we?
Yeah, always. You know me.
You're really just going for the wings and beer, aren't you?
Pretty much. Bye.
Yeah, buddy. The chicken coop knows what's up. The games are great, but the real MVPs are the flame-broiled wings and beer at your favorite sports bar. The Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill, West Des Moines and Urbandale.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
The Animal Rescue League of Iowa is looking for people who can give an adoptable pet a break from the shelter for 1 week, 1 month, or more. Fostering a pet through our shelter getaway programs for cats, dogs, and even horses allows you to help homeless pets without the lifetime commitment. So whether you are longing for pet companionship but can't commit long-term, or you are able to make room for one more on a short-term basis, we need you. Visit arl-iowa.org to learn more.
Hey, honey, look at what I found on Pinterest. This is exactly what I want you to do.
Hi, I'm Jeff Kelling, owner of Renovate It Solutions. Do-it-yourself projects are fantastic until you can't do it yourself. Good news is, no matter what kind of pins your better half has been sharing with you, we can do it all. From roofs, siding, windows, to new kitchens, baths, man caves, and even complete additions. This year, don't just pin it, produce it with Renovate It Solutions. At Renovate It Solutions, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary by offering $500 off your project. So when the pins come in, don't do the Google gamble and hope you're hiring someone reputable. Instead, call Renovate It. I'm Jeff, the owner, and you can always get a hold of me. Call 515-954-6372. That's 515-954-6372 for Renovate It Solution. Or find us online at renovateithomes.com. That's renovateithomes.com. Book your project in the month of February and get $500 off your project. See renovateithomes.com for complete details.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
You can help plant the seeds of hope in the Heartland. Imagine how an at-risk child's life can change when one small act of kindness leads to an entirely different path. Wildwood Hills Ranch is transforming the lives of at-risk children, one heart and one child at a time, through year-round character, leadership, and teamwork training. Frederick Douglass was right. It is better to build strong children than repair broken men. Help forge a path by sponsoring an at-risk child today. Learn more by visiting wildwoodhillsranch.org.
I know. You picture a flag flying and it's almost always against a clear blue sky on a sunny summer day, right? Well, it doesn't have to be. Flag Guy here. Nothing wrong with a flag flying in the middle of winter. Your favorite team's colors would do well to break up the bleak, cold time of year. Besides, with the football playoffs, basketball getting great, and spring ball just around the corner, it's a great time to fly your flag. Shop Heartland Flagpoles and Flags, 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines, or take free shipping when you shop online at heartlandflags.com.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? Well, find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at mrexecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
The 2018 Iowa High School State Wrestling Tournament is coming to 1700 AM KBGG. Catch myself, Trent Condon, on the call Thursday, February 15th through the state championships on Saturday, February 17th. We'll keep you up to date with play-by-play of all the local wrestlers from across central Iowa. Tune in to 1700 for the State Wrestling Tournament on your home for high school sports, 1700 KBGG. The State Wrestling Tournament is presented by Mercy College of Health Sciences. Discover your passion in healthcare.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Trent and I with you until 2 o'clock. Bill Bender sporting news coming up, but right now, John Miller, HawkeyeNation.com checks in as we preview a Michigan and Iowa and do some Big Ten stuff as well. John, Trent, and Ken, thanks for coming on. How are you, John Miller?
I am well, Ken. How are you?
Well, we have another thing in common.
What's that?
Our, not distaste, but we don't get Bob Dylan.
I don't get it. Do you know Mitch Hedberg, the comic? I mean, he had a really unique style, and sometimes his jokes weren't funny, but they were funny because he was saying them.
Okay.
I was trying to listen to Dylan this morning. I'm like, okay, maybe he's just like Mitch Hedberg. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. The dude's just making things up. They don't rhyme. There's no syncopation. He's out of onomatopoeia. I don't like it, and I'm out.
I'm with you. Can't sing a note as far as I'm concerned. And the Hawks can't play a note some nights, John Miller, as we segue.
Ooh,
not bad.
Nice.
Huh? Thank you. I've been at it for a while, John. when these two teams played early, as you think back to that game at Carver, now, as Trent reminded me, Wagner was just coming off an injury and really wasn't himself. Rockman was really good in that game. It was a tight game, John, when they played. Iowa outscored them in the second half to make it close. I remember that part of it as well. What are you looking for at this time of year, John, when there's... And I'm going to get to your piece coming up where you think they can avoid the play-in game, and gosh knows, I hope you're right. But what are you looking for in a game like tonight where they're a double-digit dog on the road?
Well, don't let Michigan have as many open looks at threes as they did the first time they played.
Uh-huh.
And Rockman, what were they, like 7 of 11 or something in the first half? And I think they almost did that in the second half. They shot in a very high percentage.
44%, John.
Okay, I mean, just... It was a rough game, and Iowa, unfortunately, however, has allowed a lot of opponents this year to shoot like that from three. So just if they don't tighten it up from range on defense, they're going to lose. I don't think that, you know, Michigan isn't a team that defensively, you know, is all that concerning. I think Iowa can score some points, but just don't let them have open looks, and Iowa can beat them. I mean, there's not many teams on a given night that Iowa can't beat in the Big Ten, even though, you know, the Michigan State game last week, sure, as we were shoveling dirt on them, they were up 5 with 2 minutes left in that game. But still, I just, you can't let Michigan have that many open looks.
This team, we've gone through it all season. We're 27 in. Nothing is going to change. There might be a path to stay out of the play-in round. Maybe it'd be a good thing, though, to play in that play-in round and have a chance to get a victory since the losing streak continues. 5 straight losses for Fran in the Big Ten tournament. A winnable game. Maybe that's a more positive thing for this program going forward.
You had to look for that one, and I commend you. I guess that would be a positive. I mean, yeah, and then the streak that you pulled up last week, what, Iowa has played in March at least once every year since, what, the 30s you pulled out?
1938,
so,
yep.
To me, you know, let's go for that streak. Let's get to March and go for that streak. And the easiest way I know to do that is to get first round bye.
And, John, let's talk about your piece that you posted, I think late in the weekend or first part of this past week. When you've got them playing for the first time on Thursday, avoiding the first round, what has to happen for that to happen, John?
Well, they've got to at least go 2-2, and I think that they can do that. They play tonight. I have that as a loss, and they're home against Indiana. They're home against
Northwestern,
and then they're at Minnesota in between. I think they can go 2-2. I'm not saying they will, folks. I think they can. And then you look at Minnesota. They can't be in a tie with Minnesota, because Minnesota would have tiebreakers because of Minnesota's having a better record against Penn State, who will finish probably seventh in the conference, and that's how the tiebreaker works. I think Wisconsin's going to go 1-3, and that also needs to happen, because right now Wisconsin has 4 wins, and Iowa and Minnesota has 3. But a funny thing has happened, Ken, since I wrote that on Monday. We have a new team in the mix that won a game that I did not expect them to win, and that is Rutgers, now beaten Maryland last night. And Rutgers now has 3 wins, and as we all know, if Iowa is in a 2-way tie with Rutgers, Rutgers will get the nod because they beat Iowa. So you know what? Everything I wrote on Monday, just crumple it up and throw it out the window.
As long as you got the hits when it was first posted, and I know you got my click because I read it, John. It was, looked good at the time, but it didn't stand the test of time, you're saying.
No, it didn't, and I appreciate that. And you know, I think I got more snarky replies like, really, you're going to write about this? And I almost replied snarkily, but I'm like, yeah, it's just not worth it.
This is where we are with this team. So it's setting up to be, I believe, not being hyperbolic, the most important offseason of the Fran McCaffrey tenure. Possible changes in the coaching staff, roster construction. How important is this offseason to you, and what can be done in an offseason to fix the woes of this year's squad?
Well, I just don't think that they're going to wake up and be able to play great man-to-man defense next year. I don't. They don't have an Adam Woodbury per se. Woodbury was just a tough SOB.
Yes, he was.
And he, if you came in the paint, he would put you down. And so, therefore, people didn't come in the paint. Mm-hmm. I think Luka Garza's offensive repertoire is far more than anything Woodbury had, and it's even exceeded my expectations. And I said I thought he'd be one of the 3 most developed offensive true freshman centers Iowa's had since Michael Payne in 81. And he has been. But he's not that big, tough guy in the middle. So I don't think this team is going to be able to play competent man-to-man defense. So I would say commit to being a zone team the week after the season's over and you start having practices that they allow you to have your developmental time. Start being a zone team and then become a really good zone team. Because you have to learn how to rebound out of a zone. You have to learn. It's just different. So that's the biggest transition I would make. Commit to zones right away so you have 8 months to work on it so that when you have to play it next year, you're not just playing it because, oh, we're not a good man-to-man team. Let's try zone. That does not work. So that would be the biggest thing that I would say. And I'd love to see them bring in a grad transfer point guard or a JUCO point guard or a guard that can play the other team's point guard on defense, okay? I'm not saying that they have to run the point for Iowa. Jordan Bohannon, I mean, Matt Benson on Twitter last night threw something out. Through 2 years, the first 2 years of their career going back 25 years, the only other 2 players other than Jordan Bohannon to have 300-plus assists and 150-plus three-pointers, Jay Williams from Duke and Chris Thomas from Notre Dame. That's just two, and now Jordan Bohannon.
That's
so a guard that can play lockdown defense and the point guard.
Interesting. John, what have you seen in the Purdue-Michigan State game this past weekend? Ohio State now sitting on top of the conference. Purdue all of a sudden has lost a couple of games in a row. How's this going to shake out? Who is the best team in the Big Ten, John?
I read a fascinating article the other day, and I can't remember where it was, so I apologize for not giving credit. But it basically said that Purdue has an Isaac Haas problem in that he said they think that Tom Izzo and also Ohio State, certainly Izzo, they were going to let Isaac Haas go get 25 points.
That's the blueprint.
They were going to let him score and go because he can only play, he averages 23 minutes a game. And you don't come off their shooters to stop Haas. What a brilliant strategy. Mm-hmm. And it just ruins the spacing that they've had all year long. Teams were getting it backwards with Purdue. Yes, they have one of the more dominant big men in recent memory. They've also got Edwards on the inside. And everybody was trying to fend off that approach where they should have been watching out from the outside. Well, uh-oh. So right now, I still think it's going to be Michigan State, but, boy, Ohio State, they are a fun team to watch. I'd go with Michigan State as the best.
Okay.
Oh, John here, last couple of minutes. Football, spring football is going to be here. what's your pressing concern as we lead into to the spring game and spring practice? Is it the linebacker group, or is there something else that you're looking at?
Offensive line, mm-hmm. linebackers, wide receivers,
running backs.
Other than that, how is the play misses? Lincoln?
Yes,
I mean,
yeah.
At this point, so there's a lot of holes. There are a lot of holes for a team that I think a lot of fans are feeling like there's Iowa's climb back to some mountain peak moment for next year. And maybe early on last year, I thought that they would be. But the loss of James Daniels really, to me, changes a lot. Mm-hmm. That's the second most important player on Iowa's offense behind the quarterback. And it's probably one of the top three most important players on the entire roster is Iowa's center. Losing James, I mean, I saw an SI column the other day, their big board. They have James Daniels going first round.
Saw that, John. Yep.
First round for a center.
Yep.
That is amazing. So, and I was concerned before the season began that Daniels could go pro, but my gosh, not like this. Anyway, so yeah, I think that the offensive line's a big, there's a lot of unknowns. I'm not saying there aren't capable players there, but there are so many unknowns, offensive line, receiver, and linebacker, that not every single one of those unknowns is going to hit. So that is a concern.
John Miller, we are out of time. We'll talk to you next week. Appreciate it, John. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
John Miller, HawkeyeNation.com as we go inside Iowa. We'll be doing that with football before long. We'll take a time out. Bill Bender, Sporting News is next. Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700KBGG.com.
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
Make plans to bring your family to Children and Families of Iowa's Kid Fest, presented by the Veridian Credit Union, March the 2nd through the 4th, the Iowa State Fairgrounds. It's fun for the entire family. Bounce houses, live entertainment, youth talent show, and everybody's favorite mascot. Superheroes and cartoon characters will be there as well. Details are available online at cfiowa.org. cfiowa.org, and we'll see you at Kids Fest.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl is hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Esther, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782 on insurance.
Liberty did what?
I know. It's a lot of money, right?
What'd you say?
Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Visit us online to get a quote.
What?
I said, visit us online to get a quote, and you can save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Are you still talking?
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is a great prepaid choice, according to Julius and Deb.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid,
you get two ZTE Maven 3 smartphones for free.
And two lines for $75 a month.
Hey, I was going to say that.
Beat you to it.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contract.
No activation fee.
And AT&T's reliable network.
No hidden fees.
No credit check.
No compromises.
AT&T Prepaid has plans for people who like great prices.
Plans for people who like great deals.
Flexibility.
Reliability.
Customers named Deb.
Customers named Julius.
Customers in Springfield.
Customers not in Springfield.
The list is long.
Really long.
Thanks, Julius. Thanks, Deb.
You're welcome, announcer guy.
Hey, I was saying that.
No matter your reason, switch to AT&T Prepaid and get two free ZTE Maven 3 smartphones and two lines on AT&T's reliable network.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Two for $75 per month requires two new lines of service on the $45 monthly plan each under a multi-line account. Account owner on auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
You know, guys, we've got it pretty good. Going to games, watching sports on TV, listening to sports talk radio. We never really stop with sports. So maybe with Valentine's Day just around the corner, you ought to get her something special from Heartland Flag Poles and Flags. Did you know that we carry a huge selection of home decor and furnishings? We do. Art piece poles. We have a huge selection. She'll love the one you pick out for her. And best of all, she'll know that you're actually listening to her. Or at least got lucky because you went to Heartland Flag Poles and Flags. 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines or heartlandflags.com.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it, a new year upon us, a happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
Welcome back. Final segment of the Ken Miller Show. It's an early tip-off tonight. 5:30, Hawks and Michigan. Hawks a double-digit underdog in this one. As we've been mentioning, Bill Bender, Sporting News, one of our favorite weekly guests. And, you know, Trent, it really has turned into a... And I'm appreciative to Bill finding being gracious with his time, but mm-hmm. we thought this was more of a college football thing. But look, Bill wears a lot of hats at the Sporting News. In fact, last weekend he was at the Breslin Center in East Lansing watching Purdue and Michigan State. Let's start there. Bill Bender, Sporting News. Great to catch up with you, Bill. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. And, you know, that game was, wow. I mean, two just awesome Big Ten teams. You know, Miles Bridges makes the play. Isaac Haas comes up a little short. Mm-hmm. And but, I did see two teams, I think, that are fully capable of making a Final Four run. I guess the question with Purdue is, do they have that NBA talent that everybody talks about needed to make that championship run?
Yeah, I'm with you, Bill. And I love the strategy that Izzo and his coaching staff came up with regarding Haas as well. They were going to, you know, one-on-one, let him try and beat them inside, and he got his points, but they were going to guard the perimeter. I just wonder, Bill, as much as, you know, teams borrow, not steal, borrow other teams' game plans when they see something be successful, would that strategy be successful on a night-in, night-out basis regarding Haas? Do you try and take away Edwards, plural, and let the big fella beat you? Is that the way to maybe knock off Purdue?
Well, you better have the bodies to do it. The Michigan State's luxury is they have Nick Ward and Gavin Schilling and Xavier Tillman and
Goins.
The other guy. They had a fourth guy on
Goins,
them, too.
Goins,
that's it. And so they had four guys kind of rotating on them. And, you know, for Purdue, I'm sure, as Matt Painter said, you know, if Haas makes that shot, you're talking about how it was great that they stuck with the game plan. But I'm sure teams will try that. But if Purdue's knocking down their shots, they're going to be fine. I mean, I'm just wondering how they'll respond to, you know, how do you go from winning 19 in a row to losing two heartbreakers? And they're, I mean, realistically, looking down the stretch here, they're probably not going to win the Big Ten at this point.
No, it looks like maybe that goes through Columbus, Trent.
Yeah, who would have thought that? Well, it is your home state, Bill Bender. The Buckeyes, are they grabbing the imagination of everybody out there? Or you watch this team, and Bates Diop is incredible. They don't wow you by any way. What's the ceiling for this team?
Well, I mean, I think they're playing great team basketball. You mentioned Bates Diop. He's playing great ball. I mean, he's in the National Player of the Year discussions. Much like, reminds me of that team they had with Evan Turner, but maybe, again, less dynamic NBA talent. But I do think Caleb Wesson's going to be a star within time as a big-time big man, and that's helped as well. They're playing well. I think they're Final Four capable as well. You know, and I guess that leaves the team you guys will see tonight. I mean, Michigan, when they're on, they're as good as any of those teams. But you kind of, at this point, Trent, I think we know what we get out of John Beilein. That they'll be a tough out in March, but they still got to break through and do it.
But what was the environment like? Watching it on TV looked terrific, and I love what they do with done with the students in East Lansing, the I Zone, I think is what they call it. What's that environment like for somebody that has never been there?
Yeah, first timer for me, you know, and that's what a big time game should feel like. I mean, I've been to Cameron and some other cool places, but it was right up there with any of them because the atmosphere was big time. I know they've had obviously a lot of other concerns on campus right now, given what happened with Larry Nassar. But, I mean, this is separate to me. And you know, what Tom Izzo and that team's going through is separate. And, you know, I mean, once they tied the game, the last 10 minutes of that place, it was as electric as it could be.
Speaking of that, what was the mood on campus? Has some of the vitriol dissipated a little bit? Was it different because of everything surrounding the program and the university as a whole? Just the environment there in East Lansing.
Well, I mean, it snowed that day, so it was hard to say, like, what's it like around campus because everybody was digging out of all that snow. I don't know if you guys got hit with that last week. It was bad.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's this, with Engler's statements yesterday, that they are going to protect the basketball and the football team's reputation until they're proven otherwise. And I think that's been the struggle with me for writing stories about Michigan State lately, is you want to temper everything, because to me it still points back to the atrocities that Larry Nassar committed have to be not put away, you know, or put to the side or anything. But again, I think it all falls under the athletic department umbrella, but the allegations towards the football and basketball team are different to me. I hope that makes sense without sounding insensitive. I just think those need to be vetted out a little more.
Bill Bender joining us here. He writes for the Sporting News, variety of topics, mostly is their college football writer. And let's go to college football, Bill, because a report came out yesterday that attendance was down throughout college football. The passion for the sport, the TV numbers are certainly still trending upwards. I'll just personalize it a little bit, Bill. I struggle to go to Jack Trice to watch the Cyclones or Kinnick to watch the Hawkeyes just because I'm going to miss so darn much college football when I'm in one of those two venues. You can't do everything. It's so good, the presentation at home now with HDTV, and I want to watch it from the opening kickoff, which Central Time is 11 o'clock, until I absolutely fall asleep on the couch, which who knows when it is, you know, 10, 11 at night. I can't get enough. It's much easier to stay at home. Yes, attendance numbers are down, but I'm not alarmed. How about you?
I'm not either. I think the only thing that alarmed me, and I've talked to you guys about this before, and I'm going to continue harping on it, I think the four-hour game is becoming a problem. Because think about it. If you're going to see your team, a four-hour game's fine. But I think just from a standpoint of, I'm thinking about the next generation. I have two kids, and I can't get them to sit still for 10 minutes. So I don't know how that generation is going to watch a four-hour game. And I'm not a soccer guy by any means, but I know that you can watch two soccer games in the time you can watch one college football game. And I think if the pace of play isn't picked up, I mean, baseball's adapting to pace of play now, guys. Everything has to happen. Yeah. I think it has to happen a little shorter.
Bill, story comes out yesterday. Notre Dame, their vacated wins remain vacated because of an academic scandal at the school. The NCAA upholds those records that were taken away. Bill, are we setting up for a dangerous precedent here? These guys were dismissed because of honor code violations. If Notre Dame didn't do that, the NCAA wouldn't have even known about it. This is feels like a sticky situation that the NCAA might be going down a difficult rabbit hole, if you will.
Yeah, I wrote about that for us today. I just think the act of vacating wins is dumb anyway. Is one of you guys a Notre Dame fan? Did I get that right?
No, neither of us. I grew up Irish Catholic, and I hate the Irish.
I like watching them. I like when Notre Dame's good. I think college football's better for it. But maybe
I'll say that. I mean, I can speak as a 12-year Catholic school kid, and I just think the act of vacating wins is dumb because no Notre Dame fan is going to not remember what happened in 2012. And I think the fact, like Trent said, that Notre Dame appeared to do this right by the book, and the academic stuff happened, but they handled it. Now the NCAA is still upholding the punishment. I just think, judging by the president's statements, he used the word autonomy, and the more this happens, I'm telling you guys, the big schools are going to just want to go do their own thing and leave the NCAA behind.
It's interesting, and it kind of leads me to my next topic, because apparently there was a Group of Five coaches convention or conference yesterday, and it's surrounding the one waiver, I guess, the best way to put it, that college athletes may be in line for when it comes to transferring. And Group of Five, they feel, and I can understand where they're coming from, their worry is they might become a feeder program for some of the better Power Five schools. A kid comes in, lights up a Group of Five school, plays as a true freshman or redshirt freshman, has that opportunity without punishment penalty to go somewhere. A big school comes a calling with a need, you're going to listen. I get their concern, Bill Bender.
Yeah, and Ed Oliver's a good example.
Perfect.
Of a guy that, he could in theory transfer right now and not play. Yep. And be fine. I don't think Ed Oliver needs to play another down of college football personally, but that's a separate issue. I think you're right, though, that those concerns are valid, because coaches move up. Scott Frost, Tom Herman, countless coaches move up to the Power Five. And, are they going to take some players with them? I know that's a concern. So, I mean, Matt Campbell's another one. Great coach at Toledo, and look what he's doing at Iowa State now. So I get the concerns. I still think players should be able to transfer. I kind of like the rule that they brought, that because I think – a player should be able to transfer if their coach leaves, as long as they don't follow the coach. I thought that was an interesting tagline to it, and I'm actually for this rule. I'm okay with it.
Bill, speaking of the Group of Five, last thing for me. Central Florida, the self-proclaimed national champions. I love it. I think it's great.
Bill just posted a piece on Central Florida.
But the Group of Five in general, we've seen Houston make a run. We've saw Boise back in the day. I still think it's going to happen. If I had to give you even odds either side, will it happen over the duration of the next, 6 years left of the contract? Are we going to see a Group of Five team break through and get the number four seed and get their shot?
Well, for all that barking UCF did, here's their chance, because they made their point last year. They go undefeated. You go undefeated again, and you beat Florida Atlantic, and you beat Pitt, and you beat North Carolina on the road. I think, that's how you make them – pay attention to you. Just keep winning. And I think that obviously the margin of error is zero when you're a Group of Five school. I still think you got to go undefeated twice to even get a real look. But to your point, Trent, I still stick to this. Had Houston gone undefeated in 2015, I think they would have got in over Washington.
Yeah.
Could have seen that, yeah.
Had the win over Oklahoma.
Absolutely. For early in the season, that would have been an
had the win over Louisville.
That's right.
Too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think if they go undefeated there, you beat the right non-conference teams. I mean, if Florida Atlantic goes undefeated next year, beats UCF and Oklahoma, and has Lane Kiffin tweeting up a storm, they're an interesting discussion.
Yeah, they are. And he'll be doing that, will he not? Bill, last thing for me. I know that at sportingnews.com, you're already starting to preview Central Florida. Ironically, was one of the ones you posted just before coming on with us. But you're getting into that and into these already. How many of these can we expect, Bill?
Well, Zach Al-Khatib, my editor, he's done a fantastic job. He's a little bit younger, but he he's really good. And then we were going to do all 25 teams, a couple of the first-year teams, and they'll get into it. Because as you guys know, spring football is going to be here before we know it. Yep. It's already Valentine's Day. It's already halfway through February. And I just kind of look at it, and, you know, with everything kind of being pushed up with the NCAA tournament, before you know it, spring football is going to be here.
Indeed. Great stuff, Bill Bender. Thank you, as always. We appreciate our relationship with you. We'll talk to you in the weeks to come. Thanks, Bill.
Hey, sounds good, guys. Thanks so much.
Good to talk to you. Bill Bender, Sporting News. As he joins us, we wrap things up, Trent Condon. Well, 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
I know where I'll be.
You'll be in front of the TV.
I will be. Big Ten Network, Iowa, Michigan. But then after that, Trent, trying to, you know, find something that I'll have you. Kentucky Auburn should be pretty good, right?
I'm looking forward to that.
That's
absolutely
an 8 o'clock tip.
Yeah, we have the NBA crossover tonight.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. So,
do you have a couple of those offhand?
I had it. Let me see if I can find it again.
The crossover, what you're referring to, is college announcers going to do NBA games. Conversely, NBA voices will do college basketball games.
That Kentucky-Auburn game will have Adam Amin on the call, PJ Carlissimo, and Dan Dockich providing
Not
color.
Not awful.
Earlier in the evening, Duke Va Tech, Mark Jones, Hubie Brown, and Jay Billis. Pretty good crew.
Really good crew. Boy, Brooks is solid, isn't he? He's even as old as he is, hasn't lost. I don't think he has it all. I mean, you see these guys, these voices that have been around forever, right? You start to feel, boy, you just wonder how much longer. Don't wait. Don't stay too long. You're starting to lose a step. Not Brooks.
Hubie Brown, you mean?
But Brown. Brooks. Brown.
He, does he still do ESPN Radio for the finals, too?
The finals, yes.
Which I always enjoy.
Absolutely.
And
I think
in summertime,
he might do it with Mark Jones.
Is Mark Jones on the radio with him?
I think he is, yeah.
Brown and Jones, Vitello will be on the NBA game tonight, the early one. Him and Mark Jackson, Clippers, Celtics,
Yeah,
not going to do that. The late one, though, might interest you. Bill Walton, Doris Burke.
Okay.
Dave Pasch.
Pash can't get away.
He can't.
No. And what game have they got?
Warriors at the Blazers. Warriors have struggled a little bit,
but
though.
Didn't they get well the other day?
Yes.
I think they got well the other day.
They'll be fine. Yeah. They'll be fine.
Yeah,
but
interesting night.
I love Pash. They're doing all these crossovers. No, you're stuck with Walton, though.
They're
good luck to
at
you.
The hip. It's a great, great pairing.
They
I
play
think.
So well. And Doris Burke is unbelievably good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's almost becoming repetitive because everybody just says it. Women as broadcasters, she's great.
No, she's terrific.
And when I'm almost disappointed when she's on the sideline because she's better on color.
Mm-hmm.
She's excellent.
Yeah.
And I feel like I learned something, a different angle that you don't normally see. I love when there's people like that, and Doris Burke's one of the best.
No question about it. We are out of time. You and Jimmy B today. What do you have planned?
Oh, let's see. Today is a Wednesday. Pat Hardy will be by. We'll talk Hawks and preview that Iowa-Michigan game with him. Aaron Torres from The Athletic, a little college basketball talk. And Zuba Mahente will be in the 5 o'clock hour.
Good stuff. I know it's been a couple of hours, but there was earlier, just before we went on the air, I saw a tweet from one of my guys in Vegas. One of the line makers at CG said, one of their liabilities is the Hawkeyes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, offshore,
yes.
I see 81% of the tickets are on the Wolverines right now.
Really? So maybe that'll come around a little bit, perhaps.
We will see.
Yeah.
We will see.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, if you had to.
I lay in the points. This team on the road, they're awful.
I know.
They're awful. Bad, bad, bad.
Is it? How bad is it?
96-81.
Is it really? 96 they're going to give up?
Why not?
No, say it ain't so.
Until I see a team that can play some team defense, not going to believe it.
They scored 75 when they beat them at Carver this year. 75-68.
Chrysler's worth 21?
According to you, it is. We're out of time. We'll be back tomorrow at noon. We look forward to that. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you do every Monday through Friday. But if you miss it, you can catch the podcast. The website, KenMillerShow.com, KenMillerShow.com. Click the podcast link. Jimmy B and TC get you home today, 4 to 6, right here on 1700 KBGG.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
Hey, honey, look at what I found on Pinterest. This is exactly what I want you to do.
Hi, I'm Jeff Kelling, owner of Renovate It Solutions. Do-it-yourself projects are fantastic until you can't do it yourself. Good news is, no matter what kind of pins your better half has been sharing with you, we can do it all. From roofs, siding, windows, to new kitchens, baths, man caves, and even complete additions. This year, don't just pin it, produce it with Renovate It Solutions. At Renovate It Solutions, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary by offering $500 off your project. So when the pins come in, don't do the Google gamble and hope you're hiring someone reputable. Instead, call Renovate It. I'm Jeff, the owner, and you can always get a hold of me. Call 515-954-6372. That's 515-954-6372 for Renovate It Solution. Or find us online at renovateithomes.com. That's renovateithomes.com. Book your project in the month of February and get $500 off your project. See renovateithomes.com for complete details.
DirecTV Now presents Don't Be Frustrated with Michael B. Jordan.
Hey, man.
Oh, hi, Mike.
What are you doing?
I'm just banging my head against the wall over and over again.
Ooh. Why?
Because I've got cable, and it's so frustrating. Ooh. I had to wait hours for the cable guy. Now I have this big, ugly cable box.
You know you should just get DirecTV Now.
Okay.
It's live TV you can stream on any screen. Ooh. No cable guy, no cable box.
Really? That's amazing. Now I won't have to bang my head against the wall anymore.
Nope. Ooh. Now you can watch on your phone, tablet, or TV while you bang your head against something softer, like this pillow.
Mm.
The squeaky toy.
Oh.
This loaf of bread. This bicycle horn.
Fun.
This whoopee cushion. This potato. Who doesn't love mashed potatoes?
Try DirecTV Now for $10 a month for 3 months. No satellite needed.
Use code YESNOW3 at DirecTVNOW.com. Limited time. Compatible device required and sold separately. Price after instant discount on $35 a month package. Renews monthly at full price unless canceled. Prices may change. New subscribers only. Cancel any time. Restrictions apply. Details at DirecTVNOW.com.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. But Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 North East 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
This is Des Moines' home for news, sports, and a whole lot more.